Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The right fielder, Archie Wilson. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting second. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fifth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Archie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Wilson reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Zarrilla moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Michaels moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke strikes out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to second. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Michaels scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Marsh. Lepsio moves to second. Gus Niarchos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarchos hits a line drive towards third. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry strikes out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bearden moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Archie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Dyke moves to second. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Dyke moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bearden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bearden moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Bearden scores. Zarrilla goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lepsio. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Lepsio steals second. Billy Goodman pinch runs for Ted Lepsio. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodman. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Goodman steals third. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0-for-1 in the game. Niearhas takes first base on ball 4. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a line drive into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Goodman now playing second base. Ray Scarborough now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marsh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Archie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Zorrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bearden takes first base on ball 4. Al Zorrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zorrilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Zorrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bearden moves to third. Ned Garver pinch runs for Gene Bearden. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Jim Dyke. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garver scores. Michaels scores. Niemann moves to second. It's 6-1, Browns. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Les Moss. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clint Courtney now catching. Al Zorrilla now playing left field. Jim Delsing now playing center field. Joe DiMaestri now playing shortstop. Earl H. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Niearhas hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Schmies now playing center field. Joe DiMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Goldsberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scarborough fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Faye Thronberry pinch hits for Archie Wilson. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Lapon moves to second. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schmies for the out. Lapon moves to third. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Faye Thronberry now playing right field. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Michaels for the out. Zarrilla moves to second. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schmies. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Zarrilla scores. It's 7-1, Browns. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Del Singh strikes out. 2 outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards second. Goodman throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Scarborough fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Scarborough. Niemann scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Browns. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing left field. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.